The Sound of Fury by Mike Walker, a play inspired by events in the life of Billy Fury. Starring Anton Lesser as Billy Fury, Peter Whitman as Larry Parnes, and Rory Bremner as Russell Harty. The Sound of Fury.
Thank you kindly. Welcome to the Russell Harty Show. Now, how many of you, I wonder, remember back when drape jackets and blue suede shoes were high fashion and the killer quiff was every lad's dream? When the radio played family favourites and you had to search out Radio Luxembourg on your dial if you wanted Roland Rock. Oh, Billy Bollocks.
You want to do that again, Russell?
No, thanks, Tim. That's fine. I got it now. They'll laugh if I fluff. They like that. It's not going to throw your man, is it, though, Stuart?
No. Billy's a professional. He'll cope. Right. He's just a bit nervous, that's all.
OK, I can understand that. OK, what we want is, as soon as I've done the intro...
Yeah, you want to run that for me, Russell, so we can get the timings for the band?
And you had to find Radio Luxembourg on your dial if you wanted rock and roll.
Yeah.
Thank you. And back then, in those dim and distant days, one of the brightest stars in the firmament was a young lad from Liverpool, Ronnie Wycherley, better known to his thousands of fans as Billy Fury. Then I stand up, turn towards the ramp...
And I'll have Billy at the top.
Yes, where is he anyway?
Hey, don't worry, Russell, he's fine.
Stuart, it's fine just because I do worry. I drive them all...
Yeah, up the wall, Russell.
Now, if you're wondering where old rock and roll stars go to, I can tell you. They don't fade away, they do they not make comebacks. And Billy is here tonight to sing his latest release, Stuart...
Devil or Angel.
Devil or Angel. Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Fury. Then does the song, he really should be here, you know. Comes over, we do the chat, which is going to be about 10 minutes, then into the outro. But of course, the song you're best known for, Billy, is it not, Halfway to Paradise? And I know you're going to sing it for us now.
Russell, we may have a problem.
A problem? What problem, Stuart? What are you saying?
Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Fury, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, audience claps, sing the song and off, right?
Stuart? I don't like problems. I thought I made that quite clear.
It's nothing we can't sort out.
I talked to him earlier. He was feeling nervous, but then who doesn't? But no, it's okay. We'll get on fine. He'll be okay, I'm sure.
But don't tell me sure, Russell. Tell me for certain. I mean, what is this guy? Drunk in his dressing room or something? Is he spaced out? This is a big opportunity for the guy. If he wants to make a comeback...
Some people say he's never been away.
Yeah, and some people say the moon is dust and love stories have unhappy endings.
Look, calm down, Tim, please. We don't want panic. I hate panic. I forget my lines. Right, Stuart, love, why don't you tell me what the problem is?
It's the song, Halfway to Paradise. He won't sing it.
Oh, you are kidding, Stuart. This is a joke, isn't it?
Tim, that's enough.
Look, I'm coming down.
You have to understand about Billy, Russell.
Yes, I know there've been problems. Health, money, the whole bankruptcy thing. Now, come on, Stuart, love, I understand. We all live on a glass mountain, all of us in this business. Everything we do is seen, one force move, and down we slide. That's what we live with, that's why we have to help each other. Now, I want to help Billy.
Oh, yes, we all do, Russell.
But he's got to be here, and he's got to do Paradise.
Look, he does it, or he's out. No national exposure, nothing. Nada, are you with me, Stuart?
Believe me, Tim, if I could get him to do anything, then I'll...
No, you believe me. He sings, or he's history.
Look, talk to him, Stuart. This could be a great show. There's people out there tonight who want to see Billy succeed. I do. I love that man's music, but he has to come out of that dressing room.
Dr. Parker to surgery, please. Dr. Parker to surgery.
I'm crying like a kid.
Hey, it's all right to cry. Really? I won't call sister. I've only just started and I wasn't sure what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, well, you have to change the drain. Here, see, and check the line, it's still secure.
Right. You know more than I do.
Yeah, well, I've been here longer than you have.
How long, then?
Half my life. I'm enough.
You're the rheumatic fever. The second.
For me, I'm here. Sorry. Sorry, I shouldn't have been crying like a kid. I just, you know, I just get a bit lonely sometimes.
They said you've been very ill.
Yeah. Well, I reckoned I might cop it. That's what the doc said. Told me mum I didn't need to worry about doing the national service.
That's cruel.
he meant I'd be exempt because of me heart, see. Only I reckoned I was going to... Well... Ow, you're not supposed to pull a plaster like that.
Go on, it doesn't hurt. Lift your arm. That's better. Why were you crying?
I don't know. Just lying here, like, I mean... Everything else is going on and I'm not.
You'll get better.
Yeah, I'll get better, but I'll never get well.
Well, you'd better live with it then. Because there's kids in here who aren't going to see you next week.
And sometimes I'd rather...
Don't you say that. Don't you ever say that.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just get angry when people give up. It's just me, that's all. My boyfriend was ill. Had polio when he was a kid. And now he works on the ships.
Is he a sailor, is he?
Yeah. Goes to America and all. Brings all this stuff back you can't get here.
I dream about America sometimes. All that space. You could do whatever you wanted.
What do you want to do?
Don't know. Yeah, I do. I just have to stop lying here doing nothing. I want to do something.
That's better. Look, I tell you what. Me fella, he gets these American records. Really good stuff. Maybe I could bring some in when I'm on nights. You could listen. I bet you'd like them.
Yeah.
People like Little Walter and Fats Domino. People like that. I could bring in the gramophone.
Would they let you?
They?
The doctors, the sister.
Oh. Well, sod 'em. This is just you and me. It's Bobby's favourite. Chuck Berry.
You know, this is really... I mean, I don't know what to say. How to say thanks, like, you could get into a lot of trouble for this. You could lose your job.
You really don't know, do you?
Know what?
The way somebody could feel about you. Have you got a girl, Ronnie?
Don't get a chance being in here.
God... You're going to be a public danger to women when you grow up. Why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do.
What can I say, Stuart?
I don't want you to say anything you don't want to say, Bill. This is up to you. I know that. It's just...
It's up to me.
Yeah.
As long as I do what everyone else wants.
Yeah, up to you.
Why am I always being...
Because this is you, Bill.
Because what is me?
You're a performer. You want to...
Perform?
Yeah, perform. This is what you do.
This is what I do. I hate that song.
They want you to do it. Look, it's just a song. Your song. I mean, this is your song. Billy Fury, this is your song. They want to see you do it. Is that so bad? I mean, are they being so terrible, these people? Because if they are, I mean, you could do with a lot more of it.
You don't understand.
The meaning of life, I don't understand, Bill, believe me. Producing records, though, I mean, if you'll forgive me for saying so, I am shit hot.
I know you are, Stuart. I respect that. That's why I wanted to work with you.
So work with me. Listen to me, man. I mean, open your ears and listen to me.
You don't know what it costs me, Stuart.
Can you just listen?
You don't. You don't, Stuart.
What did it cost you?
It
was your biggest hit.
What did it cost me?
You want to know?
How can you know what it cost me?
I'm trying, Bill. I have a job. I want to do that job.
Yes. That's what you do.
Get you on national TV. Yes. Publicity. Okay, he's back. Billy Fury.
Not that song.
If that's what it costs, then yeah.
If it's too much, Stuart.
It's never too much, man. This is rock and roll.
No, this isn't rock and roll. But there was... once...
there. I'm talking to you, lad. What's up, then? What's your voice, have you? Yeah, what? Don't you tell me to.
Did you hear it?
What?
Listen.
Bloody machinery. I can hear that all right. Wish it was bloody there and all.
Lark, listen to the lark.
A bird. You're sitting out here listening to a bloody bird.
Beautiful.
What are you on about, lad? Beautiful. Something wrong with you, is there, eh? Pansy eye, summers.
Can't you hear it? That's it. Skylark.
Are you playing truants or something, eh? Shouldn't you be at school, lad?
I've finished all that.
Yeah?
Never did much anyway. Never there.
Well, hey, spent your time skiving off then, watching birds.
Used to watch them out the window. Used to lie there and watch them. Flying.
Sick, were you? That's me and all. Sick. Put me off, didn't they? Stevedore. No bloody good anymore. Sick pay, cards, sling your hook. Christ, lad, that was me bloody job. 40 years on the docks and then hook it, mate.
Gonna work the tugs, me, I reckon.
Not sick anymore, then?
No. Yeah. Well, maybe.
What's that, then? Can't make up your mind?
I was sick. There was someone. A girl. She helped. When I was in the hospital.
Your girlfriend?
Just a girl. A nurse. She was...
Curlew! Can you hear that? That's a curlew!
Just another bloody bird, that's all.
No way! They've each got their own song. You listen and you can say, that's a tern, that's a hen harrier. Every single one. Its own song.
Oh, no. Come on. Come on.
Quick, get it back. Get it back, one.
Hold on. I'm trying, aren't I?
Oh, the valve's gone. You want to get a decent radio, mate? Somewhere that can pick up Luxembourg.
Here, listen to this. Go on, sling it on. I got it off the dockyard, matey.
Smash him.
thing. I can't get that.
Yeah, well, it's Scotty Moore, isn't it?
It's great, I'll tell you that. Put it on again.
Can you reckon how it'd be, Terry?
What, playing with Elvis?
Nah. Being Elvis.
Well, that's all right now, Mama. Any way you do. That's all right, mate.
Yeah.
Know what I mean, eh?
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon, why?
Nothing.
Nothing, something, what?
I did a couple of...
A couple of what? A
couple of songs, like.
What do you mean you did a couple of songs, like?
I wrote them.
You wrote a couple of songs?
A few, yeah. I mean, I couldn't do the Scotty Moore, so I had to write me own.
For a hobby, like. You giving up the birds?
For real, Terry?
Nah, you're nuts.
Sometimes, when I'm out watching birds or something, you know, and I'm in a wood or a field, like, and it's just like out of nowhere, but it's suddenly all so alive. The animals, the trees, and it's like I can hear everything there is, and I feel so happy. It's like my heart will burst. Like someone told you you've come up on the pools, like that, but better. And you want to tell everyone. Like it's your song. My song.
Oh, don't be stupid. Nobody writes songs for real.
Somebody wrote that.
But not here, not in Liverpool.
In London they do. Tommy Steele, Marty Wilde, people like them.
Yeah, bright guy, but you ain't in London, you're here.
So are they.
You what?
They're up here next month at the Soldo over Birkenhead. Marty Wilde is here.
Come on, Ronnie, be sensible. This is you. You wouldn't say boo to a garden sparrow. What are you going to do, say, "Hi, Marty, my name's Ron Witchley and I've got some great songs you ought to hear." You'd be shitting yourself. That's what you'd be doing. That's if you ever got in.
Steen Wade. That's what I'm going to call myself anyway. You said that
it doesn't matter what I said. What kind of name is Steen Wade anyway?
Margot, don't go. I need you so.
Matter, Ronnie, because it doesn't happen.
Well, sod them all. Because this is me.
Sure, it's a great song, mate. I'm not saying it isn't.
I'm a skylark. I'm a bloody curlew. I'm an eagle, me. I can fly.
No, you can't, Ronnie. You're a bloody nutcase if you reckon if you can get away with this.
Terry, I reckoned I'd be dead by now. I lay there and I listened to everyone telling me what I couldn't do. I listened to me dad, I listened to the doctors, to the teachers, I listened to the whole world telling me what I couldn't do. And I listened to this girl, and I listened to a lot of records. And this is what I can do. Thank you.
guitar.
Get a case for it.
Get a case for it.
But there it is. The songs are.
Yeah, I can see that.
Playing there now, Hardy. Playing.
He'll be on last. Not too well. Big name's always on last. He'll be on later.
I should have got a ticket.
I couldn't. I need to get to him before he goes on. Just before the interval. Jesus.
Oh, bloody hell.
Oh, that bad, is it? We better clear it off.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Come on.
Look where you're going. Stupid sod.
Around must be a big crowd.
Yeah, it's a big show. It's packed in there. Going in the front or what?
No point, you never get through. We need to get round the back before the crowds. Interval's best.
Bloody hell, listen to them.
Yeah. You wouldn't he?
Sure this is going to work?
No.
Thanks, mate.
Right.
Oi, mate. Got a guitar here for Mr. Wilde. Special delivery.
Dressing room one. That way.
Jesus.
Yeah, come in. Well, yeah? Sorry, did you want something?
Yeah, sorry. I want to sing to you. I've got some songs you could do, Mr. Wilde. They'd be great for you.
Oh, yeah, they would. How'd you get in here?
Walked in, said I was delivering a new guitar.
Well, clear off, kid. This is private. You shouldn't be here.
The good songs. Just listen to them, please.
You really mean this, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Please, Mr. Wilde, if I...
Hold it, kid. When people call me Mr. Wilde, I always reckon they're talking to somebody else, like a bank manager or something. The name's Marty. Now, you've got some songs?
Yeah. Yeah, Marty, I've been working on them.
These are yours. Are your songs?
Yeah.
You really believe they're good?
Just let me do them for you.
Okay. Play.
Maybe tomorrow you'll understand. Then we'll go walking hand in hand, and then in the evening by the moonlight I'll hold you, darling, I'll hold you tight. Maybe tomorrow
What's going on here, Marty?
This guy's got some songs, Larry. He thinks they might be good for me.
Are they?
So far, I mean, yeah. Yeah, they're fine.
His songs?
He says they are.
Boy?
Yeah, mister?
Barnes.
Yeah, Mr. Barnes. I wrote them.
Well, go on. Play.
Margot, don't go. I need
You've got more?
I've got a lot, Mr. Powers. I reckon they'd be great for Marty.
Well, Marty?
Good. They're good songs.
Great stuff, Ronnie.
Ronnie? That what they call you?
Yeah. Ronnie Witcherly.
Well, I reckon Ronnie Witcherly should sing his own songs.
You don't want him?
It means you do them well.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, he's good as Ronnie. A real cracker at the Elvis.
Shut up, Terry.
Turn around. Let me look at you.
Look at me.
Yeah. Let me look at you, boy.
Larry, you should go with your feelings on this. Trust me.
Wait. All right, Ronnie. You want to sing?
Sing?
Do you?
Yes. Yes, I do, Mr. Pants.
Then you open the second half tonight.
Wow, Ronnie!
We've got this local lad, Tarbuck, on as compere and comedian. Why don't we make it a real Liverpool show, huh? They like that, the kids. Seeing some of their own up front. Yeah. I like that.
And anyway, we got a local lad for you. Got a lot of talent, they tell me, so let's hear it for Ronnie Witcherly.
I'm going to be sick. I can't do it, Mr. Barnes, I can't.
Sure you can.
No, I can't go up there, not through those curtains.
That's what I'm here for, Ronnie. To give you just a little push.
Push.
Thanks. Got a couple of songs. Well, I'll sing.
My door, don't want you anymore. I don't love you as before. Where you gone, you made me sore. You cruel, I ain't a fool no more.
Well, I warned you once or twice, but you're as cold as ice. I'll warn you just once more.
It is only rock and roll, Bill, but that's one hell of an only.
It was back then. God, I was so bloody nervous. My legs were shaking. And they all thought, you know, the kids...
Yeah, go on, they reckon.
Listen, who is this guy? I mean, with his shaking legs, he's so...
Sexy.
God, I can remember it. I can see it. I can hear it, but I can't feel it. I don't think I'll ever be able to.
You wouldn't
to
have gone on if Larry...
Oh, I don't know, I was
if
frozen.
If Pons hadn't pushed you...
I guess I might have,
you wouldn't,
you know.
No, none of it would have happened.
I don't know, maybe not. Maybe it would have been better
no way, then. No. You did something, Bill.
Might as well have been silenced after
that. Oh, that is bullshit, that is bullshit.
I was there too.
I was the other half.
Yeah, okay.
I was after the in
first.
The audience, not that one, not that night, but other nights,
yeah,
other audiences.
Yeah, it was okay.
That was great. Truly, Bill, that was something special.
It was real.
Yeah, it was real. It still is real, and maybe you should consider that it's just another set of curtains out there, and you have to go through them.
Whoa, are you doing a Larry on me?
You know I'm not.
I'm sorry. Look, you know I've got a lot of respect for you, Stuart.
Yeah, but not Parnes. Come on, Bill, he gave you the lot. Larry Parnes
was
some kind of legend. I mean, that's what they say.
That's what they say, Stuart.
And what do you say, Billy? What are you hiding from?
Okay, the stage is clear now. Everything's out.
You wanted me, Mr. Pant?
Yes. I wanted you to stay.
Yeah. I was...
You were good.
Yeah. Didn't I do something there tonight? God. Wasn't that absolutely fantastic?
Don't swear.
Sorry?
You heard. You can listen, can't you, Ronald Wycherley?
Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Parsons.
I don't like swearing. There's no point in swearing. It does nothing, it shows nothing, it earns nothing except contempt.
Well, you know, I said I'm sorry. Like...
Good. Now, you've learned two things tonight.
Two?
To listen to my advice, to do what I say.
And to go where you push, that's three.
You smile beautifully, like an angel. And you sing like an angel, with balls. You're rough, Ronnie. So very rough, but there's nothing a decent suit couldn't improve. And a bit of grooming. The talent is raw, but... My God, it's there. I don't think I've ever seen so much just waiting. Not Tommy, not Marty, not Dickie, though he has something, undeniably something.
Mr. Barnes, what are you talking about? Why did you want me to stay?
How old are you, Ronnie?
I'm 18.
You don't say a lot, do you?
No.
You find it difficult to explain what you mean, to talk to people?
I'm not pushy, if that's what you mean, Mr. Barnes.
But on stage, it's different.
Yeah. Yes. It's different.
You feel free, huh? As if you can do anything you want. Be anything you want. Act in any way.
What was that?
Who knows? A ghost, maybe, huh? These places always have ghosts. Or a loose catch, huh? Well, do you believe in ghosts, Ronnie?
Do you, Mr. Pants?
Ghosts? Memories? Memories are ghosts. Vulnerability and threat. That's what you have. And that's so perfect. I've been waiting for you, Ronnie. For a long time.
Look, I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Do you want to be a star?
I thought... See, I didn't think... I mean, I thought I'd write songs for other people. Yeah. Okay, I wanted to sing. To be up there, but I didn't ever think it could happen.
You're not like the other boys, Ronnie. They don't have your sweetness or your... fragility.
I do want to sing, Mr. Barnes.
You want me to become your manager?
Would you?
I've told you what I feel about your talent, Ronnie. I'm not in the habit of repeating myself. I can open the doors. If you're prepared to join the tour now, tonight, work with one of the bands, get an act together, be on stage every night.
I'll try.
Try's not much good if it doesn't succeed. This is show business.
It's just that...
Tell me... If I'm your manager, I must know everything. Don't ever lie to me, Ronnie. I hate lies. I won't stand for anything less than the truth.
I'm fine, really. It's just that, you know, I had rheumatic fever when I was a kid, that's all. I mean, my heart's okay, it's fine.
Yes. I knew something was wrong. But don't worry. We shan't push you too hard, and we won't tell anyone about it, will we?
Well, there's been no trouble. Not for years. As long as I'm careful.
Then you will have to be careful. Now, you don't look like a boy who gets into trouble, huh? No bad behaviour, no late nights.
Well, you're the boss, Mr. Parnes.
You'd better check with your parents, huh? Make sure it's all right.
I'll be fine, really. It's what I want to do.
Go on, go home. Come back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. The tour coach will be at the hotel, all right?
That's great. Thank you, Mr. Parnes.
Yes. You're going to be something very special indeed.
Good night, Mr. Parnes.
Well, I wonder, huh? I wonder.
Terry!
Bloody hell!
Sorry! I didn't mean to startle you.
That's okay. Didn't see you there.
I was waiting for you.
You are?
You know, waiting. You sort of hang around in a doorway or something until someone comes that you're waiting for.
Oh, yeah, got it now. Waiting.
For you?
I mean, do I know you or something?
Well, yeah. No. Do you want to walk?
I was...
Yeah.
Why not? It's a nice night.
It's a great night.
Yeah. It's a good night. Did you...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, look, sorry, I'm Ronnie. My name, I'm Ronnie.
Hello, Ronnie.
What do you call you, then? I mean, if you don't mind me asking.
God, you're so polite, aren't you? But I reckoned you would be. Sort of caring at the same time as... You can call me Donna.
Donna. That's a great name.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
What did you mean? Like, you reckon I'd be polite?
I knew you would be.
Well, I don't get it, Donna. I'm sorry.
Tonight.
Tonight?
At the concert.
You were there?
Of course I was there.
But you didn't know it was all right, then?
It was fine. That Marty Wilde, he's good.
Oh, he is, isn't he? I mean, I really reckon...
But you were great.
What?
You were bloody great. I've never seen anyone. I mean, it was like you were singing to me. Just to me. You weren't like the others, Ronnie. I mean, looking at you up there, the way you were, it made them look like suet puddings. They were just nice, and I knew you weren't nice at all. And then when you looked at me, you knew just what I was like inside, and it was... I didn't know who the hell you were from Bloody Adam, but I knew I wanted you like I've never wanted anyone in my life before.
Donna, I don't know.
What are you rapping for? Shut your gob and kiss me. You're going to be great, kid. Oh, Rhea, come on.
You are.
Bloody hell, Donna. Come on. No one will see us. You can't stop now.
I've never met you before in my life. I don't know. You know,
you know everything about me. You think the other lads on the tour don't do the same if they get the chance?
Look, you're a lovely girl, Donna, but...
What's stopping you?
I don't know. About this, you know.
You might not know the way home. Your cock does. You're going to be something.
Right.
Hang on. And I've got me suspenders in a twist.
You're going to be the greatest. You're going to be brilliant.
Anna.
That's so good.
I'm going to be the king.
Good. Yeah.
I'm going to be there, me.
And I had you first.
Me.
First.
I'll be.
Yeah.
Sorry. Still man, don't know, I'm me.
Don't say sorry. Don't you say one word to spoil it. I want to remember, so whenever I see you up there singing, being so beautiful, I'll remember tonight.
I've got to go.
Yeah, of course you have. Wouldn't be the same if you had to stay.
Don't it?
Shh.
Don't it?
Go on. Get out of here. The rest of your life is waiting for you.
Now, there are one or two things we have to formalise, Ronnie.
Yeah, sure, Mr. Parks.
Call me Larry, huh? After all, we're mates here.
Yeah, sure, Larry.
So, are you ready to work?
Yeah, that's why I'm here, Mr. Parnes. That's why I came back. I want to sing.
And you don't mind the work?
No.
Because if you're going to get on, you've got to work hard. Now, that's being professional, Ronnie. Not letting your audience down. They paid good money to see you. You give good value.
Sure, Larry. Yeah, I mean, there are some things I'd like to ask you about, like...
Some things you'd like, Ronnie?
Yeah, I mean, about the songs and stuff. My songs.
Oh, of course, yeah, your songs, yeah. The audience like them. They like you.
Yeah.
So, you wouldn't say that so far, things have been bad?
No, Larry, no. Well, it's just that I've got all these songs, like, so much more inside that I've got to sing.
I could see that when you went on stage.
Yeah, I want to do it, I really, really do.
And you feel happy about letting me manage your career, huh? Push you through the curtains, huh? Because if at any time you don't feel happy, then I want you to tell me, Ronnie. And if you don't want to go on, then you can leave any time before you sign your contract. But after you sign, I will expect you to live up to your agreements, just as I do.
No, I'm happy, Larry.
Happy as Larry, huh? Now, what I'm offering you are my services in arranging tours, getting you a recording contract with Decca.
Oh, you can do that?
If I tell them I've got a great new artiste, they listen. Arranging publicity, travel, your living and all your expenses, tax and all other financial matters, as well as career advice. On top of that, I'll pay you a weekly salary starting at £20 and rising. 40, 80, 160.
Oh, that sounds brilliant.
All I'm asking from you is a 50-50 split on your record royalties, so that if you don't do well, I don't do well.
That's fine by me, Larry. I mean, I'm just glad to be here.
Good boy. Good boy.
We like to do a medley of songs now, and they go like this.
Well, I gave you my advice, but you don't care. I told you not to fool around with me. But you're as cold as ice and you don't care. Go on away with the honey and don't come back to me. Well, I told you not to fool with other guys.
The band should come in harder.
I'm not with you, mate.
Don't knock upon my door. It's rock and roll, not jazz.
I'm a professional. I play music. Don't tell me how to do my job.
You're a jazz musician, not a rock and roll musician. It's not the same thing. Right. That's wrong. Look, don't wipe the sod. Hit it.
Fine, mate. You're so hot. You do it.
Bloody hell.
Town for sure. Then you won't be bothered with me. Hang around me tell your mama that it's alright. We'll tell your papa that it's alright. Say it's alright. Say it's alright. Say it's alright. Say it's alright. That's alright.
Oi, you scouse wanker. 5 minutes of my set. You took 5 bleeding minutes of my set. Do that again and I'll rip your effing nose off, my son. Now get out of the way.
Bloody hell, what did I do, Marcy?
Dickie Pride, the Sheik of Sheik.
You don't want to take any notice of Dickie, he gets like that. A real mad bugger sometimes. Just stay out of his way, mate. Don't let him get you into trouble.
Good.
Great performer, Ronnie. That's what it's all about, isn't it? We all want to get on. We all want to be the top. We're all on the make here.
Open up, you scouse wanker!
I really didn't mean to take up your time, Wes.
Look, forget it, mate. I've come to apologise. Offer me humble, God, me total humble apologies. I got any booze? So? I've got to have a drink. Beer, whiskey, sherry, allspice. I'm your man. Loved your set, Ronnie. You really got them going. Lift that shoulder, curl that lip. They love it. You sure you ain't got any booze? Any cherry blossom we could cook up? Bloody Larry got his mitts on you yet? Give me the bloody talking to. Bloody mother, bloody superior. Watch it then, just watch it. Because old Larry, he'll cut your balls off you, give him half a chance. Old rimfire Larry. You know what I'd really like? A shooter. Bang, bang. Don't say a lot, do you? Jesus.
Do you want some of this?
Mind if I sit down?
No. What's the case for?
I'm moving in with you, mate.
What?
You seen a chava hanging round your door? Oh, don't take a genius to work out who gets the best birds on this tour. What's the technique, Ronnie?
Well, it does help if...
Yeah, go on.
If you don't have a face like a baboon's arse.
Still.
Still what?
I still like your stuff, your songs, even though you are a ring piece.
For real?
Yeah, real ring piece.
Nah. Nah, I'm not joking this time. I know music, believe me, they are good. And the kids, they like you.
Yeah, they go crazy for you, Dickie.
I'm a performer, kid. Give me a tune, I'll do it. Any tune, and I'll make something out of it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Larry knows all the right tunes.
It's okay, though.
Yeah, he's Larry Parnes, that's what he is. And I'll tell you just one thing.
What?
Larry don't like rock and roll.
Come on, that's crazy. He is rock and roll in this country.
Have you signed your contract yet?
Yeah.
And a salary?
£20 a week. I mean, it's fine. I've got no problems with that.
Do you know what he made out of the last tour?
What?
£30,000. Profit, my son. After expenses. £20 a week, 50-50 on a record. Oh, yeah. There's not much Larry don't know about screwing.
He could walk out, couldn't he?
I signed my life away, so I've got to stay right here. Nah, I bought a package. Hey, do you want to come out tonight? Find a bit of action, bit of chavering, go to a club or something?
As long as it's not full of old farts.
Ronnie, my boy, the one thing you must learn, the world is full of old farts. I'm an old fart, you will be an old fart.
He done the name game on you yet?
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Well, I don't mind, I was thinking of changing it anyway. I don't reckon Ronnie Witchley, it doesn't really go.
Just watch him.
That's all. I mean, look at me. Dickie Pride. I mean, how would you like to be named after a penis?
I just want to play my music.
Dickie Pride, the Sheik of Sheik. Can you believe that, Pons?
I just want to sing.
Oh, Sheik of shit.
You can be anything you want. That's what I tell you. All you have to do is what I tell you.
I want to be a star, Dickie. I want to be so big that nothing can ever shut me away again.
Oh, I'm a place full of charms. Oh, magic world in my baby's arms. A soft embrace like satin and lace. A wondrous place. What a spot in the sky.
I've fixed up an interview with the BBC, Robbie. It'll be good for you. Get you known before you release your first record.
I wanted to talk about the songs, Larry.
Well, let's get this settled first.
Because, you know, I think it's important that it's the right song.
I think
song.
You can trust me to choose a good song.
I've got my own songs.
Look, will you let me get one thing out of the way first, all right? Is that right? I mean, do you want me to call the BBC and tell them to forget the interview?
No, okay, we'll do the interview first.
Thank you. Now, we have to settle your name, huh? I mean, you don't have any objections, do you, about changing it?
No, when I started writing, I used to call myself Steen Wade.
Steen Wade.
Sort of country and western.
No, you need something friendly. Something that people will like, you know. Look at Billy Cotton, huh?
What?
Yeah, what a friendly man with his, wakey, wakey.
For God's sake, Larry. Billy Cotton. You want to spell it out for me? It's everything that I'm not.
Well, it's just a name, Ronnie. I mean, there doesn't have to be any baggage.
What do you want to make me, Larry?
I want to make you the biggest singing star in this country, okay? And that's what you'll be if you go with me all the way. Billy, it's a name. It will do.
Billy. Billy the kid. At least he was dangerous.
What, you want danger? Anger, huh? What do you want? Fury? Well, Fury. Fury. Billy Fury. Now, that drives everything home before they see you, before they hear a word you've sung.
I don't know, that's fine,
because nobody's paying you to know. They're paying you to stand up there and sneer and lower your eyelids so teenage girls can come in their pants. Now, is that real enough for you, Billy Fury? Now, do we have a deal? Are we in business together?
I'm there to sing my songs, Larry. The rest, like, that pays for all this for you, but... That's why I'm there.
I know, and I respect that, Ronnie. I do. I really do. I mean, you've got talent.
Well, but trust me to use it. I mean, let me sing my own songs, not somebody else's.
I got a great cover for you. It's coming out in the States next year. Now, believe me, it's going to be a big hit. Listen to this. This is it.
On the bank of the river, sit right in there.
Come on, how can I go out in front of an audience with that?
It's a good song, Ronnie.
It's a piece of shit, Larry.
Look, this isn't you, Ronnie. I mean, why are you doing this to me, huh? I'm your friend. It's Dickie Pride. Now, he's a bad influence, I know. I think I'm going to have to separate you.
My songs. Your name.
Are you offering me a deal?
No, Larry, I'm offering you the deal. The only one there is.
I hope you don't regret this. Okay. It's a deal.
Thank you, thank
you. If you'll excuse
Larry,
me, Ronnie, I've got some work to do on your behalf.
Sure, Larry, look, I didn't...
Thank you, Ronnie.
That, you know, when... Jesus.
Larry Free, mate.
You better not go in there, Marty. He's, Oh, Jesus.
Are you okay, mate?
Yeah. No, I'll be...
Oh, you're pretty obviously not. You better see a doc.
No. I know what I'll say. I don't want to see...
Sit down. Now, breathe deep. That's it. Relax.
Thanks. tell me to slow down, you know, do less work.
Well, maybe you better listen to him.
Archie, I want to be a singer more than anything in the world.
Hey, I know how you feel, kid. I know that. I like you. I just like you to stay around a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
So take it easy. The music will still be there. You'll be there too, okay?
Okay.
Oh, honey, how I pray that phone will ring today. You know my number, 139.
I have come along to a block of flats in London's Kensington to speak to the most recent rock and roll idol, Mr. Billy Fury. Hello, Billy.
Hello.
You're a newcomer to Mr. Larry Parnes' famous stable of stars, aren't you, Billy?
Yeah, I guess I'm pretty much the new boy around here.
Hmm. Is it true that all of Mr. Parnes' artists live in these flats?
Most of us, yeah. Some. Marty Wilde doesn't. But the rest of us, the lads, yeah, we've got places here, yeah.
Do you ever feel that you're being manipulated?
It depends on who's doing the, No, not really. I mean, if you have faith, you know, in your manager, like.
Hmm. Do you feel you have a good influence on the teenagers in your audience?
Yes, I think. Well, I mean, they enjoy the concerts.
Why is your music so popular?
Well, it's because we're talking to the kids in words they understand, because we're kids too. You know, we're not telling them what to do, like. It's more like we're sort of saying, yeah, we understand how you feel, because we feel like that as well.
What about when the audiences become hysterical? Many people blame you rock and roll singers for lawless behaviour amongst the young.
I don't know about that. I mean, about breaking things up. Like, I mean, really, there's not a lot of rock and rollers in this country. It's not rock and roll, most of it.
In a recent interview with a newspaper, you stated that you wrote all your own songs. Isn't this unusual?
Yeah, I guess it is. Mostly English singers, they do cover versions.
Why did you decide to write your own songs?
It's like what I said before, you can't talk to people, to kids, with someone else's words. At least I can't. I mean, why I do it? Well, why does anyone sing? Because I guess we'd all come mad from loneliness if we didn't.
Do you expect to have a stage career when you're 40?
I expect to be dead when I'm 40.
Yes, and you have a new platter out soon, do you not?
I do, yeah. Well, we'll be featuring it on the TV this week.
And here it is, oh boy! What do you reckon the TV then, Billy?
Am I really going to go out there and do it live, Mr. Clark?
Call me Jack. And yes, you certainly are. It's you they want, not the rest of the family.
Hey, come on, I love Marty. You're glad. You don't click like crazy.
Listen to them. Now, I'm a producer, and I'm a good one. I don't tell audiences what to like. I listen to the kids, to what they're telling me. I tell you, you've got to be able to hear for 100 miles in this biz.
You're above your bloody nerves,
Gats. Of course you are, but it's the best thing of the whole bloody world, Billy. Being out there. You like that?
Like it? Christ, I love it.
Okay, now, Billy, this is your time. Go!
Christ!
Well, I come along down in the hot cup of you, making up with the summer one, and knew I thought you was my baby, and I took it to love my truth. But then I come along and finally make love with someone new. You're on a honky-tonk places on the side of town. All you wanted to do was knock a man's heart down, and I thought you was my baby, and I took it to love my truth. But then I come along and finally make love with someone new. Well, tears were flowing from my eyes. Ooh, baby, it was a surprise. I love you with all of my heart. And then this broke my kicking heart. Ba-ba-ba, baby, the kisses are gonna do. I'm gonna swing around the horn, I'm gonna turn my back on you. I'll swing around. I'm won't break mine. Not now or any other time. I thought that you was my baby, and then I took that you love me true. But then there comes along and find me making love with someone new. Well, tears were flowing from my eyes. Ooh, I bet it was a surprise. I love you with all of my heart. And now it's broken, no love apart. Bye-bye, baby. Bye-bye to you. Bye-bye, baby. I guess what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna swing around and I'm gonna turn my back on you. Well, I'm gonna turn my back on you. I'm gonna turn my back on you. I'm gonna swing around and I'm gonna turn my back on you. Baby, I'm gonna turn my back on you. I'm gonna turn my back on you. Swing around, honey, gonna tell my back on you. Well, I'm gonna take my back.
Come in.
Did you see the show, Larry?
Of course I saw the show. You were brilliant, all of you. But you especially, Billy. You've got something none of the others can even approach. You copy?
Yeah.
I knew you were unique the first time I saw you. I felt the electricity like heat. It's something every manager dreams about. Pure talent. It's our material, Billy. We look for it, but so seldom do we find it. Here you are.
Thanks, Larry. Well, thanks for everything.
It's not for you alone, Billy. It's, I don't know if you can understand how it is. The exhilaration of making something, someone, who's the object of so much love and admiration. I mean, when I see you on stage, it's not just you I'm looking at, it's the audience, too. I can feel their need in the pit of my stomach. They're screaming. I can feel it like something solid.
Well, you know, I just get up there and sing.
Do you? Is that all?
Well, no. It's more than that. It's crazy. It's incredible. I guess it's frightening sometimes because, you know, what would happen if it all got out of hand? Like?
No. It can't. It mustn't. That's the secret, Billy. Control. Huh? It's my control. Going so near the edge each time, risking so much. My reputation, my career, I mean, everything. Can you feel that fear, Billy? That excitement?
I don't understand, Larry.
Don't you?
Look, I'm a singer.
Yeah, you're my singer. You're my material. I guide your steps, your career. I care for you in a thousand ways you'll never understand. And for all of my boys, but I think for you most of all, Billy.
Well, look, I mean, that's great, Larry, and, you know, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm a sort of a mother superior.
Only, see, I've got a mother already.
I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you, Billy.
I reckon I better clear off anyway. I was going out, like, you know, with Dickie.
I want your trust, Billy. I want to see that trust in your eyes. I believe in your goodness, your innocence.
Larry, I come from Liverpool. I mean, my mum told me never to trust anyone, not even myself.
What I'm trying to say is that I'm prepared to devote all my time to you, Billy. One client, huh? One star. You will be as big as Elvis. I'll make you...
Larry, stop it, please.
Well, it was a fine show tonight, Billy. Jack Good called afterwards. He said you are definitely the most popular artist they featured in the series so far.
That's great, Larry.
So, yes. Well, thanks for popping up.
No trouble at all. So it's okay.
Now, don't be late tonight. The tour bus will be leaving at 7:30 sharp.
Right. Well, night, Larry.
Good night. Oh, Billy. Ah!
day is lonely, my night's long. I feel so lonesome ever since you've been gone. Baby, baby, I love you.
Let's get his soul on the road.
First stop, end of the pier.
Which pier?
Any bloody pier you like, Coddick.
Star Billy Curation.
Yeah, leave it out, fellas, come on.
Meet the beach.
Beat the meat.
Yeah, beat the meat.
Starring
Billy Curation. The newest teenage heartthrob.
Come on,
is it true, Billy, about you throwing your shirt out the hotel window for the first?
It was me brother's shirt at you.
Sod, give us your arm. Come on.
Hey, you remember this one, Stuart?
Someday, somehow, I can know you'll make that vow. That's love. Baby, I know that's love.
That's great, Bill.
Yeah, it was good then, wasn't it?
I want your lips caressing my fingertips. That's love. Baby, my crazy love. Well, that's love, my love for you. That's love, my love, so true.
Okay, we'll be there.
All the best times and memories, Stuart.
Oh, they can happen again. Let the good times roll.
You know, I thought, I really did think I'd be dead by the time I was 20. I mean, not live fast, die young. I got this clock in my chest ticking away, like when you're lying in bed in the morning, and you know any moment the alarm is going to go on, there's nothing sweeter than those few last minutes. That's what I thought I had.
Bill, you were touring with Eddie Cochran, sharing billing with Gene Vincent. You were the best, for Christ's sake. You were the only bloody rock and roller in this country. It was sweet.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you hung on to, isn't it? Through all the bad times, the sickness, the hospital.
I thought that if I played, if I played my heart out every night on stage, then when it did go, there wouldn't be time to say goodbye, finish and out. I thought that if I was big enough, I could call all the tunes, but... Well, never happens the way you think, does it?
Everybody pays in the end.
You're a philosopher, Stuart.
The sickness, spending time in hospital in the 70s, the operations. Going back to your childhood.
Oh, maybe I should have known. And the good times before
hey,
that...
Hey, you can still croak a tune. Come on, none of us are any younger these days. Only we're not admitting it yet, are we? Are we?
Tell me about it.
Each night I pray you'll care for me someday.
That's love.
That's love.
Baby, I know that's love. That's love, fellas.
It's crap, fellas.
No, no, I reckon it'll go.
Yeah, down the toilet.
Try again?
Yeah, let's get it wrapped up. I mean, it's sounding good.
It's sounding great. If they don't like this, they don't like rock and roll.
Somebody told me Larry doesn't.
Yeah, well, I guess we know what Larry likes.
He doesn't like you right now, does he?
No, because I told him where to shove his stupid names.
Really, how come?
Well, after old boy, Jack Good reckons to headline me, right? So old Larry comes around and he says, we can't have you going around with a name like Joe Brown.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Yeah, well, what we want, he says, what we want is something that rolls off the tongue. So I says, what, like dribble? You could have heard the sound of his arsehole clanging shut in Stepney. Not that I've got anything against yours, like, Billy.
No, it suits me fine.
Yeah. So what's this I hear about you switching, then?
Switching what, Joe?
Your style. Doing more straight stuff.
Well, I didn't hear anything.
Oh.
Okay, so let's take it, Joe Dribble.
Yeah.
Someday, someday, somehow, somehow, I can know we'll make that vow. That's love, baby, I know that's love. I heard one, your lips, caress.
What's that for, Dick?
It's your balls, Billy. Guess you won't be needing them anymore.
Such you, mate.
Yeah, that's about right. Sod off, Dickie Pride. Bad company for the golden boy.
Don't push too hard, Dickie.
Oh, don't mind me. I'm all screwed up anyway. I've sold out from day one. You're talking to the Frank Sinatra of Shake. Pour us a gin, will you?
There's nothing to go with it.
Well, it's okay. You know, I thought it was a new world, but it wasn't. The management is the same. I thought it was rock and roll, but it was just show business all the time. The same old deal. Everything you can see will be yours and all you have to do is buy the package.
Come on, it's not that bad.
Well, of course it isn't. If it was all a load of shit, they wouldn't have any takers. Oh, you'll be fine, Billy. You've got a lot of talent. You can do these big numbers. They'll still love you. You can still be the British Elvis.
What are you talking about, Dick?
I was never going to make it, not from the start. I was too bloody mad.
Did something happen?
Marching orders.
What?
I'm supposed to move out. Not good enough company for the golden boy.
Hey, Dickie, we're mates.
Not anymore.
Who says?
Money, sis. Contract, sis.
Because there's a problem, I can speak to Larry for you. Listen, I know he will.
Rock and roll. What is it, Billy? Huh? It's just a moment. But when you're in it, it's beautiful. And that's what Larry and those record company pricks hate. They want to cut his balls off to make it sing safer.
Oh, come in, Larry. Billy, come in. Oh, glad you could make it.
No problem, Hugh. Right, Billy? It's always a pleasure.
Oh, good, good. Oh, sit down, please. Drink? Coffee or anything, Billy?
No, thanks.
Larry, something for you. Not a spirits man, are you?
Yeah, a cup of coffee would be fine.
Wonderful. Teresa, could you get two coffees, please? Well, I hear you caused quite a stir in the typing pool, Billy. Even though the girls work for a record company, they still get excited.
Well, I guess, you know.
And just as well, right, Larry?
I think Billy's done very well for the company so far.
Perhaps, absolutely, indeed. But I think we both agree, I'm sure we all agree, that Billy can do better.
Look, I reckon the LP was...
The Sound of Fury?
Yeah, I mean, it's doing okay, it's doing fine.
Oh, look, nobody's criticising your writing, Billy. I mean, you know how much respect I have for my artist's creativity.
Oh, and so do we.
It's reached 25 in the album chart.
That's very good indeed.
Yeah, but I can't help wondering, Billy.
There's nothing else like it, Larry, you know that.
Which does present us with a bit of a problem.
I think that what we're trying for here is some way to increase your popularity.
Yeah, on tour.
They really like the stuff I'm doing.
They love you, Billy. And not the music, I'm afraid. When they see you on stage, that's what they want. More Billy.
Not enough people are buying your singles. Some of this stuff is barely charting. Maybe Tomorrow got to number 22, Margot to 28. Okay, Colette charted at number 9, but what was the follow-up? That's Love. Barely managed 19. Mm. Rock and roll is losing its share of the market.
We should be looking at your future career, Billy. The kind of direction you should be taking over the next few years.
Yeah, I know where I want to go, Larry.
Do you? Do you really, Billy?
You've got to appeal to a larger audience. We need to open you up to a far wider age.
I'm a rock and roll singer.
We have to broaden your appeal.
You're a very talented boy, and we want to do the very best for you.
Yeah, Larry, you don't do rock and roll. It's inside of you. It's nowhere.
Well, a few more jaunts like your Irish tour, and nowhere's exactly where it'll be.
Oh, come on, there was nothing wrong with that.
Which is why they brought the curtain down, which is why they said your stage act was lascivious, obscene, that you were making love to the microphone stand.
It was Ireland. Come on, over there, direct sex comes after 5 and before 7.
It's over there, they buy records. Over there, they pay for your flat, your clothes, your motorbike. They're your customers, Billy. You're a salesman, and like any good salesman, you have to model your product on your customers' needs.
Look at Tommy Steele.
Look at Cliff. What a professional. Any company would be proud to have him on their books.
Bollocks.
Hey, you know what I feel about swearing?
Ballads.
What?
Big ballads. Oh. Kind of thing the mums and dads like too. Music for the whole family. Good music. Shared music.
Look, please, just let me try and explain, Larry. Both of you.
Oh, there's nothing to explain, Billy.
Look, we'd like you to try a different repertoire for a while, and we have some fine songs lined up for you. They'll suit your style. They've got a good, broad appeal.
Here. Jealousy. Halfway to Paradise. Wonderful tunes. Great songs. 1,000 Stars, I'll Never Find Another You. Now, we've worked hard choosing this material, and I guarantee it will get you chart success.
Now, these are ballads by top-flight writers in the States.
You mean they're second-hand songs, cover versions?
I mean they're big hits, moneymakers. Now, come on. I know you, Billy. You care about rock and roll, but you care about being a star, too. And you're a star because of me. I made you. And I sold you, and if I drop you...
How can I talk to the kids, Larry, if I sound like Petty friggin' Como?
You want to talk to a load of superannuated teddy boys? Now listen, when the kids can put you at the top of the charts, then you go back and talk all you want. But until then, you sing to the buying public.
Now, be reasonable, Billy, huh? It's for your own good. Now, think of your career. Where will you be in 20 years' time, huh? In 30? Now, I believe in your talent. I want you to go on and on. I want to see you headlining at the Palladium when you're 50. There's more to life, more to your life, than rock and roll.
Do I have a choice, Larry?
Yes. You had a choice.
I trusted you, Larry.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you welcome Mr. Big Ballad himself, Billy Fury?
Maybe I should have listened to Dickie. Maybe Dickie should have listened to Dickie and he wouldn't have died before he reached 27.
He died of a brain hemorrhage.
I just kept singing and I had a lot of hits and I made a lot of money and every day my heart got sicker.
3 minutes, Mr. Fury!
What is it that really bugs you, Bill, eh? That you were Billy Fury, you sang some great rock and roll and then did some ballads that were pretty damn good too. Or that you weren't Eddie Cochran or Buddy Holly, because nobody stopped you being
Look, I wasn't good enough!
You weren't good enough to be anybody except Billy Fury all the way through.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why?
You are.
Why?
I don't know what you're talking
Billy
about.
Billy Fury doesn't have to say sorry for anything. Well, let the cock-ups stand, okay? Because they stand for something.
But not for rock and roll, Stu.
What do you do, Bill?
What do you mean, what do
Come
I do?
Come on, what do you
I don't
do?
Know what you're talking
what do you
about.
Do?
Leave it
hey,
out, will
what
you?
What do you do?
Get
in front of all those people.
Like
what are you, eh?
What?
Eh?
I'm a singer!
So sing!
Yes, now one thing I wanted to ask. Was there not a lot of illness in your life, Billy?
Yeah. Yeah, Russell, my heart. Well, I had to have a bypass surgery in the 70s, but my doctors tell me that, well, there's no reason why now, you know, I shouldn't go on, like, live a normal life and go back to performing.
Now, you have you not, a farm in Wales, where I know you spend a great deal of time looking after sick and injured animals
and
bird watching.
Yes, that side of my life's very important to me, Russell. It's a balance. Well, it's provided compensation.
How do you mean compensation?
Well, You know, it's somewhere.
And you have you not, a new record coming out soon and an LP you're working on?
That's right, yes. I've had time to think and I've been doing some songwriting and a number of the new songs of my own, and we're also doing some rock numbers.
Good, we should look forward to that. But of course, Billy, the song most people remember you for and your biggest hit was Halfway to Paradise, and I know that you're going to do that for us now.
Yeah, I guess I am, Russell.
Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Fury.
Where's the bloody car? It should be here.
Hey, it's okay, man. We can wait.
You did fine, Bill. You sang it just like I knew you could.
And they loved it.
You see them cheer?
See them? Hear them? You're back, Billy.
I can still do it, can't I?
It's your song. You had to find it again, that's all.
Excuse me. Billy? Billy Fury?
Yeah?
I saw you tonight in there. I thought you were fabulous.
Thank you.
You've still got it. You know that.
Billy, the car's here. We'd better go.
Where have you been, Billy?
Well, I've been away.
Wow, you song. It was like you were singing to me. Just to me. Like you understood. Like you'd never been gone.
We better be moving.
Please.
You go, Stuart. I'll be along later, okay?
Sure. If that's what you want.
Thanks, Billy.
After that night, I reckoned he'd come to terms with himself. He paid his dues and was ready to come back again. There was TV, there was a tour planned with Helen Shapiro. It seemed to those of us who knew him that there were good times coming. He died suddenly a few weeks after the show. His heart. What else? Maybe after getting back on his feet, he figured the best thing to do was go out still standing on them. Hell, I don't know. Things happen. A lot of people came to the funeral. He must have had a lot of friends. Yeah, well, Billy Fury. You want to know about Billy Fury?
Well, here I come along and in the hot cover to you. Making up with the summer woman in who I thought that you was my babe. And then I took her to love my true. But then I come along and finally make love with someone new.
In The Sound of Fury by Mike Walker, Anton Lesser played Billy Fury. Peter Whitman was Larry Parnes. And Rory Bremner was Russell Harty.
Well, tears went flowing from my eyes. Ooh, wee, baby, it was a surprise. I love you with all of my heart. And then it's broken, kicking the world hard. Back, back, baby, back, 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 baby, back. I guess I'm gonna go on with you. I'm gonna swing around the front, I'm gonna turn on my back on you. Ah.
Robert Glenister played Stuart Coleman. Andy Serkis was Dickie Pride. Ian Target, Marty Wilde. Alistair McGowan, Joe Brown, and Nicholas Bolton, Jack Good.
You broke a million hearts, you won't break mine. Not now or any other time, I thought you was my baby. And I took that you love me true. But then there comes along a fight to make a love with someone new.
Jeremy Clyde was Hugh. Peter Watts, Terry. Cyril Jenkins, the nurse and Donna. Richard Tate, the docker. And Tom Bevan, the producer. James Taylor was the interviewer. Rachel Atkins, the woman in the street. And Ken Sherrick, the stage door man. Other parts were played by members of the cast.
Well, I'm gonna take my back on you.
I'm gonna turn my back on you. I'm gonna swing around the honey, gonna turn my back on you.
The songs were sung and played by Gavin Stanley. The Sound of Fury was directed by Andy Jordan.